from the book of Jonah, chapter 3, verses 5 through 10, we see that Nineveh received the message from Jonah. And the people of Nineveh believed that message from the king on down. And as a result, they fasted, they prayed, and they repented, and God held back the judgment that was to come to the people of Nineveh. Here in the book of Jonah, this small teaching point helps us to recognize the wonder of God sending prophets, missionaries, Christians, believers throughout the entire ages of the earth to stand before kings. And as a result, the word was heard, and empires heard the word of God, and multitudes were converted. Here we see the length, the breadth, the depth, and the height of God's love as he goes to any extreme to reach out that kings, queens, leaders of nations and empires hear the word of God, pass down the word of God, and salvation takes place. Scripture after scripture gives us example on how God loves us so much, he'll send individuals to speak to kings. Paul, in Acts chapter 24, spoke before Felix, the governor. Paul, in Acts chapter 25, spoke before Festus and King Agrippa. Paul, as he was martyred, spoke before Caesar himself, Emperor Nero. In the book of Nehemiah, Nehemiah is face to face and speaks with the king of Persia, Artaxerxes. Abraham, in Genesis chapter 20, shares the word of God and speaks to Abimelech, king of Gera. In the book of Genesis, Joseph stands with Pharaoh as prime minister and shares his light. Moses speaks to Pharaoh and says, "Let my people go." Queen Esther speaks before Ahasuerus, the king of the Medes and Persian Empire. Daniel speaks before Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and Darius, the king of the empire of the Medes and Persians. Solomon himself, in 1 Kings chapter 10, speaks to the queen of Sheba. Scripture after scripture, example after example, showing the extent how God sends prophets and individuals to speak with kings and queens to share the gospel and for conversion to take place. Scripture after scripture teaches the extent of God's love. He loves Caesar so much, he sent Paul to witness before him. He loved Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, so much, he sent Daniel to be face to face. He loved the Ninevites so much that he sent Jonah to preach repentance to them. And there are those today, husbands that have a loving Christian wife before them, witnessing love to them. Christian employees sharing love, wisdom, and compassion before those in the workplace. Individuals that cross paths with others that are believers and share the gospel of Jesus Christ in their witness. God going to any extent to share an opportunity to have life through Jesus Christ. Scripture is clear on God proving and demonstrating his love towards us. Romans chapter 5 states, that God commendeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.